You're listening to SBS News.
Senior UN climate officials have been joined by current and former UN Climate Change Conference presidents to launch a special master plan to tackle climate change. They hope businesses and governments will unite ahead of the COP26 conference to be hosted by the UK in Glasgow in November this year. The plan is called the Race to Zero Breakthroughs. It was launched at the World Economic Forum's Davos Agenda and sets out near-term goals for more than 20 sectors that make up the global economy. Patricia Espinosa-Cantillano, the Executive Secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, says it's vital to unite governments and business.
In a very significant way, a private sector is absolutely crucial. As you rightly say, governments alone cannot do the deep transformation that is required for us to go further into a reality and a future with a low carbon.
This year's COP26 conference in Glasgow incorporates the 16th meeting of the parties that signed up to the Kyoto Protocol and the third meeting of the countries that are part of the Paris Agreement. Under that Paris Agreement, countries submitted intended nationally determined contributions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions compared to a business-as-usual scenario. Under the framework of the Paris Agreement, each country was expected to submit enhanced nationally determined contributions every 5 years to ratchet up ambition to mitigate climate change, and those goals should be announced this year. The conference will be chaired by British MP and Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy Secretary in Boris Johnson's cabinet, Alok Sharma.
But we know that to achieve a net zero global economy, actually every single sector in business must play their part. And that requires us to cooperate even more than before and to coordinate our effort sector by sector. And we need to get each sector to a tipping point. And we must reach a critical mass where the transition to clean ways of working takes off and develops a momentum of its own and then rapidly becomes the norm.
Environmentalist and former US Vice President Al Gore told the Davos meeting that the world should have learned lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic.
We need three things. We need near-term targets as well as long-term targets. We need a whole system approach, and that is why this breakthrough document is so helpful to incorporate supply and demand and policy and finance and civil society. And finally, we need to act quickly. We've been reminded by the pandemic that when the leading scientists tell us with greater urgency we have to act, we should listen to them. We should listen to the climate scientists.
In a tweet, the UNFCCC's Patricia Espinosa-Cantillano said when economies restart, it would be an opportunity to shape the 21st century economy in ways that are clean, green, healthy, just, safe and more resilient. Chile's Minister for the Environment, Maria Carolina Schmidt-Zaldivar, called for a twin approach of mitigation and adaptation in the fight against global warming.
Global warming is a fight that we have to fight in two equal urgent fronts. First is mitigation by decarbonizing our economies, but adaptation, reducing the vulnerability of our communities, our territories, our infrastructure is also key. And both mitigation and adaptation are fully related.
Under the Paris Agreement, Australia committed to reducing emissions by 26 to 28% of 2005 levels by 2030, well below the commitments of other countries under the Paris Agreement. This target has been widely criticised for years for being too little, but in December, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced that Australia is on track to meet the 2030 Paris targets. That can be attributed more to the efforts of state governments than to Australia's federal government. And while some countries, including the EU and the United States, are committing to achieving zero emissions by 2050, the Morrison government is yet to announce such a timetable. That's been left to independent MP Zali Steggall's proposed climate change legislation, which has been backed by the Australian Business Council, representing industries like mining, retail, banking, energy and manufacturing. Alan Lee, SBS News.